Laurentian University is reporting that there was a low-risk exposure to COVID-19 for those attending an exam session in the Ben Avery Gymnasium at 2 p.m. Friday, December 10. All health and safety protocols were followed, and PHSD is asking those who were present to follow their recommended actions, said a written statement from the university. All attendees are fully vaccinated. Public health has instructed that they continue to monitor for symptoms, but there was no requirement to isolate. Despite the high COVID-19 numbers in Greater Sudbury, all three post-secondary institutions in the city say at least some of their exams will be held in person this month, with COVID safety protocols in place. Last week, Sudbury.com reached out to Laurentian about the matter, and the school said that in consultation with Public Health Sudbury and districts, it has set up a framework to ensure that we are able to deliver in-person exams in a way that is safe for our students. While all students on campus are fully vaccinated, we have also reduced capacity of our exam hall, ensured physical distancing, and are instituting protocols that will safeguard our students, said Liu's written statement from last week. We have experienced very few cases of COVID-19 on campus, only 10 since September, and have had no active cases on campus in the last 4 weeks. Laurentian also posted a exam checklist on its website December 7, giving students tips on how to stay safe while writing their exams. That checklist also said the exam hall, Laurentian's gymnasium, will be at 30% capacity to ensure distancing. You can read Sudbury.com's full story from last week about local post-secondary exams here. Over the weekend, Queen's University in Kingston postponed in-person exams due to rising COVID-19 case counts in the community. The Canadian Press reports that Queen's University says exams will be changed to an alternative delivery format, if possible, and those that must be done in person will be postponed until the new year.